And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. For a lot of people in our region, Lawrenceburg, Indiana is best known as the longtime home of one of our area's first casinos and also Perfect North Slopes, but it's also home to more than 5,000 people. It's got a nice small downtown and some larger enterprises as well. And while we've talked a lot on this program about the pandemic's impact on our region's largest city, we also want to learn about the impact on smaller ones. So joining Cincinnati Edition on the phone now is Lawrenceburg Mayor Kelly Mulan. Mayor Mulan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
I want to know, how is Lawrenceburg doing now?
Well, we're hanging in there, so to speak. A lot's changed in the last 2-3 weeks, especially the amount of traffic and things like that, but that's a good thing.
So you are on a regular call with Governor Holcomb in Indiana, and how are those calls going? What are you learning each week?
Well, yes, Governor Holcomb and the state has been very good about keeping us informed. What we're learning is that, this is affecting everyone from the major metropolitan cities to the small town cities like ours. And no city is different. No city has been immune to this. And we all have our set of challenges.
I understand that the casino is closed, Hollywood Casino, which has been docked in Lawrenceburg for a long time. What kind of impact does that alone have on Lawrenceburg right now?
Well, it's a huge impact. Number one, it's our largest employer, which is a lot of people depend on that facility to go to work each day. But from the standpoint of the city, we are now, we depend a lot on the revenue of people going to that casino. We get paid through a formula that the state has set up. Another thing is we have a ground lease with the casino that the host cities in the state of Indiana were asked to defer the payments for the ground lease for a period of 3 months. So council graciously decided to do that, to be a good neighbor, and we've done that, and that's to the tune of about $500,000 per month.
Does Lawrenceburg collect payroll taxes? Is your government set up that way?
Yes.
Okay, so when people aren't getting a paycheck, I imagine that's an additional financial hit on you.
Yes, but quite honestly, our biggest financial hit is the revenue that we take in from admissions and gaming dollars.
And typically, if a casino were to close for some reason, the other businesses around would take a hit because they wouldn't benefit from all that extra consumer base that's coming in to spend some money at the casino and then maybe explore the town a little bit. But the whole town is basically shut down. Talk a little bit about some of the smaller businesses, your main street, and how they're coping with this.
Well, obviously, when you're talking about small business and you're talking about small cities and all these river cities, trying to keep your downtown sustainable and vibrant is a chore in itself. And 5 years ago, when we started this mayor's position, this downtown was quite a ghost town, and we've worked very hard over the last 5 years to build that up. And what we're doing is trying to help our small business, and the benefits that we have and the advantage that we have from being a casino community. We have a few resources that we could tap into, and this is the time for us to tap into those. And when I'm talking about the resources, obviously it's the monetary resources. So what we did, talking about what our city council and myself put together, was we put together a public health emergency small business grant program. And what we did was offered our small businesses, we have some eligibility requirements. They have to be brick and mortar, small retail or restaurant business with under 25 employees. But the main thing is that they can apply for a $3,500 grant. And we hope that would be a big shot in the arm to them to pay rent and utilities for the next 3 months to try and get through. We obviously none of us know how long this is going to last, But we were able to get that approved on the 27th of March, and we started writing checks on Monday the 30th. And so far, we've had 68 small businesses apply.
Wow, 68 have already applied for that. And just a reminder to our listeners, we're talking now with Lawrenceburg Mayor Kelly Moulin. What types of businesses are we talking about? Which ones have sought this type of funding?
Well, it's our small retails and the folks that, you know, we had some eligibility requirements. Like I said, it had to be a brick-and-mortar small business and restaurant. But we opened it up not just to our downtown, but the entire city of Lawrenceburg, because there's some small businesses located in other sectors of our city that are majorly affected as well. And so the main types of businesses are the small retail shops, the restaurants, and things like that. Anybody that has been affected by Governor Holcomb's declaration of public health emergency for the COVID-19 did qualify.
How quickly are you able to get money into the hands of these businesses?
Well, like I said, we council approved it on a Friday afternoon. They came. We did a virtual meeting, actually. State of Indiana is allowing that. And on Monday morning, we started writing checks.
Wow.
And so they were getting them by Wednesday of that week.
You talked about the benefit of being a casino community that put you in a position to do that. And I assume that's a reference to an amount of revenue you've been able to put away. Can you give us any indication about how much you've been able to save from that respect?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but what we've done a good job of doing, Michael, is trying to prepare for that rainy day. And part of that rainy day is to be able to sustain what we do have for times like this. And if ever the casino would decide to pull up anchor. So we're trying to be good stewards of the money and handle it that way. If I could add one more thing, another thing that council did, we also understand that our residents were in need of help. Like I said, one of our largest employers is the casino, so many people that live within the city limits do work for the casino. We are considered a low-moderate income-based demographics here, so you know, although the city has some resources, we're deemed a relatively poor community. So we knew that our residents needed some help. So what council also did was they approved a public health emergency economic relief fund through a resolution that we approved through our utilities department and utilities board. We offered our residents for the months of May and June free utilities.
And both of those were passed on the same day in that same meeting as part of an emergency response. And Mayor, I want to say that just before taking this job and hosting this show, I was teaching at Ivy Tech in Lawrenceburg. I spent a semester there teaching a couple of public communication classes, so I got to spend a little extra time in Lawrenceburg and discover what a charming city it is, and it is lovely, and there are a lot of small businesses. I'm wondering how the restaurants are holding up. I know across the region, restaurants have responded differently. Some have closed down entirely to weather this. Others are still doing carryout. Is that happening in your community as well?
Yes, sir. It is still happening, and we're hoping that this this emergency money that we were able to get into their hands will help be able to keep them open throughout the remainder of this, or at least until the state and federal dollars that they can apply for becomes available, because they needed that shot in the arm almost immediately. And I talked to a lot of business owners here over the last month or month and a half, and they all were saying the same things. You know, we need, you know, it's great what the state and the federal government's doing to help small business, but it's not coming quick enough.
We know that Dearborn County health officials have confirmed some cases of COVID-19 in the county where Lawrenceburg is. How is the healthcare infrastructure holding up in your county and city?
You know, Michael Schwebler, who's the CEO up at High Point Health, has done a really great job of keeping us informed of what's going on. And up till now, he says they're holding their own. They've got a good protocol put in place. And I can't say enough. Here in a small city, everyone knows everyone, and we know a lot of people that are the doctors and the nurses and the folks doing the janitorial work inside that hospital. And we can't say enough about how humble and how proud we are of them.
And we all hope that this ends soon, but if it doesn't, what type of planning is underway in your community for any type of necessary increased capacity for healthcare needs?
Well, there's been other businesses that have offered up areas that they need any extra space. One thing that I think is holds true, whether you're watching the national news or even the local news here, is everybody is coming together throughout this this crisis. And I think that we'll get to the other side of this. And this too shall pass. And we just can't wait for that day to happen.
And what about the first responders in your community? How are they doing?
You know, that's one thing that we I always say we have a first responder dinner every May for the first responders that work for the city. Both we have a full-time police, fire, and EMS here in the city of Lawrenceburg. And I say to them every year, you know, I was never cut from the same cloth that they are to be able to do their jobs. But, you know, times like this really says a lot about our first responders. And I can tell you this, the folks we have here in the city of Lawrenceburg, not only our first responders, but our civil city employees, our LMU utility workers, our staff has been tremendous throughout this whole ordeal.
Mayor, what are your biggest concerns, and what do you think you need most from state and federal officials?
Well, if this doesn't pass soon, these small businesses and our residents are going to need financial help. They're going to need it, and it can't come quick enough. We all were enjoying a very good economic times prior to this health crisis, and that's what we're in, is a health crisis. But we can't help but think that our economically, and our small businesses especially, and even our larger businesses, are going to really suffer on the other end of this. And they're going to need some help to get through it. I think the length of time that it's going to take for this this pandemic to pass is going to be key in how we do going forward.
And you had a message in the city newsletter that we will rebound from this uncharted territory following the COVID-19 public health emergency and be stronger than ever. So I know it's important to be optimistic, and you're confident in that message.
Yes, sir. I put a lot of faith in God, and a lot of our community does as well. And I'm sure that he's going to see us through this.
Lawrenceburg Mayor Kelly Mulan. Mayor, thank you so much for your time and perspective. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me today.
It's our pleasure. And we will let you know, on Tuesday's show, we will be joined again by Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley, and also by Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman. We'll be getting updates from both the city and the Commonwealth about their current situations. That'll be live at noon Tuesday, Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. And don't forget, we still want to hear from you. You can leave us a voicemail at 513-419-7100 to tell us how you're coping, how you're feeling, and what you're doing to keep yourself together during this unprecedented experience. And you can also send us a message through the Talk to Us tab inside the WVXU app. We want to play some of these voicemails in upcoming broadcasts, and you can talk about anything that's on your mind during this unprecedented pandemic that we're all dealing with together. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. You can find archives of all of our previous programs online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.